Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Stacey Brown Randall is back. Stacey is a serial entrepreneur, certified productivity and time efficiency coach. She has a certificate and everything for that. She's the author of Generating Business Referrals Without Asking. She's got a new book coming out. And we're going to talk about a very important topic with her. Stacey Brown Randall, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Jim, for having me.
It's good to have you back. So I was telling the audience before you got here, Stacey, that you and I were going to talk about this. And I pointed out that there are still customers out there that want to have an experience. You know, when you buy something online and push the enter key, There's no experience about that. That's perfunctory. That's just, I'll move on to the next thing. But there's still people who want to have an experience when they acquire something. And I mean, they do both. They still buy online, but there's sometimes they just want a little bit more touch. And the good news is the bad news is everybody's not like that. The good news is there's still some who do. And the good news is Amazon can't give that to them. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And I think it also has a lot to do with the industry that you're in and how you interact with your client. I mean, the truth is, you're right. When I go on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or, you know, Zappos or whatever it is to buy my book or my shoes or my office supplies, to be honest, I just need it to be an easy process. I need it to arrive when it says it will, and I need to be in great order. And then, of course, it's also great when I want to go back and get it again and it's remembered for me, right? Oh, yes, purchase again that, please. I mean, I think there is a part of our online experience when we're buying online that we do kind of lower our expectations in terms of that experience we'll have that company after the fact. Of course, there are things that they do to improve that experience that makes it great. But if you also think about other industries where there's actually a relationship built with your clients, like the financial advisor, right, or the HR professional, or if you think about it from that attorney or the CPA or the real estate agent, there are so many industries there where the relationship is still alive and well because we do business with the other person, whether it is virtual or in person, it is happening and it's a continuation of that process of how we do business with them. And that's the piece that people forget about. That's where people really expect an experience. And here's the thing. I don't think people define it that way. I don't think we wake up and be like, I'm selling my house today and I want a good experience. Through this process with my real estate agent.
Right?
Like, I don't think we think about it like that, but we know when we don't get it, and we know we feel different when we do receive it. We can't always articulate it, but for business owners that are in relationship-based sales and that build relationships with their clients to deliver on their work, to deliver their product or service, that experience, that client experience is key for many, many reasons. And it's
you're right, it is kind of subliminal. And it's the reason that it's still there, even though it is subliminal, that's the humanity part of this. That's the analog human part of this. And there to me, the key to get people to come back and to tell their friends about you in the third decade of the 21st century is to give them that experience, that humanity experience. Why you are also giving them the technology that they're looking for. For example, you know, making it easy for them to pay, give you their money, making it easy for them to check out, telling them not, you know, staying in contact with them when you get something in, you know, that they like, following up with them, making it easy on them, staying in front of the transaction. What do you think?
Absolutely. And I think in some cases, this is easier to do when you sell a product. I think you have to be more intentional about what those moments are going to look like when you sell a service. And it's when you sell a service that I think we have to be more, you know, intentional about it and make sure we have those moments set up where we're not just delivering the great work, but we're right. also developing the relationship. Well, and that's how I always.
Let me give you an example. I had a consulting company before I started my media company. And I would if things slowed down a little bit with one of my clients, I'd drop in on them, and we'd sit there for a little bit, and there'd always be a little stack of stuff on this corner of the desk, and I'd say, "What's that?" And they'd kind of drop their head. "Well, that's some projects I need to get done." I said, "You need help?" They said, "Yeah." "You want me to do it?" "Yeah." and so my point is I didn't wait for them to call me. I went by and checked on them.
Yeah, I think people kind of forget in our busyness of like in the linear fashion that we kind of think how business is sometimes going to work is to look for opportunities like that. And that, of course, is the opportunity, right, to upsell and cross-sell. And I think that business owners don't always do a good enough job of looking at that. But the cross-sell and the upsell, whereas it helps the client in the long run, it also helps you. When I think about the client experience, it's really thinking about how you're going to build and strengthen a relationship with your client, because at the end of the day, and it's not just based on the work we do, right? I actually think business owners are pretty good at delivering on the work side of the client experience. It's right. the relationship side of the client experience that doesn't have anything to do with work. If we're using business owners need to be reminded of what that could look like, and when we see it, making sure that we're doing it and it has a system behind it so that ourselves and our team can actually make sure that we're executing on it as we need to. And that's how I teach client experience to business owners. It's a two parts of the equation, right? There's the work touch points you do, and I refer to them as touch points, but it's like the work that you do, the work touch points you do, and the relationship building touch points that you do. And
an example of that for me was on my way home, I would call them at 5:30 or 6 o'clock at night and tell them that I just thought of something that would help them. And they liked the fact that after hours, I was still thinking about them. And they also liked the fact that they never saw that phone call on their bill.
Right. it's very true. And sometimes it's not even about that phone call, right? That is where you're actually, it's not always about selling the next thing that the client needs.
Yep.
Right. I mean,
yep.
It truly is
That's
about
right.
building that relationship.
It's about value. Well, what that was value added, which is a big part of service, getting the client experience for service. When we come back, we're going to talk about turning all this into referrals. Stacy's the best at that. Stacy Brian Randall and I will be right back. Her book is called Generating Business Referrals Without Asking. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.